This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated for May the 7th of 2024. Then the first patient is Melvin Porter. The last name is P-O-R-T-E-R. Melvin is the first name, M-E-L-V-I-N. Number one. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white male veteran that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD. Stage 4. In the prior determination that was around at the end of 2023, the patient had a creatinine at 2.1 and estimated EGFR of 38. This has been a very difficult situation because we don't know the precise excretion of protein, the albumin creatinine ratio or the protein creatinine ratio in urine has not been done despite the fact of our orders. On January 20th of 2023, the patient had a BUN that was 44, the creatinine 2.3, and the estimated GFR is 27. There are several components as the contributory factor for the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has a diffuse arteriosclerotic process. He had a cardiomyopathy. On the other hand, the patient has a total colectomy, and the reason for the total colectomy is not clear to me. But somehow they were able to connect the ileum with the rectum, and the patient has, as a consequence of this, multiple bowel movements a day. He says that at times it's more than 20 during the day. Today he comes complaining of anal discomfort. We had the opportunity to evaluate and examine the patient. He has fissures in the anal area that are being evaluated by the gastroenterologist. His concern is a relapse of the colon cancer. It doesn't look like any malignancy. There is irritation and there is evidence of fissure, and the epidermis is in some parts of the anal area completely raw. The patient is going to be evaluated by gastroenterology sometime this week. I tried to call the VA to get the latest laboratory workup, but the red tape is too much. I'm going to order the laboratory workup to be done as outpatient, so I will be able to assess the patient that I think is a stage 4, and we cannot design the therapy without knowing where we stand. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, the patient has proteinuria. Number four, ischemic cardiomyopathy. The patient, number five, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease related to diffuse coronary artery disease. Following number, he has an abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by the primary care. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has to be reassessed. there is no evidence of hypertension. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup.